Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans.
In this episode, we interview Erin Farrell, the Executive Director of Struggles to Strength. Their mission is to serve vulnerable and exposed families recovering from long-term and reoccurring trauma. Most of their families have experienced homelessness and are in shelter programs.
We learn about all the programs that Struggles to Strength offers, one being a very unique photography program for youth. Erin shares what inspired her to start the organization as well as her vision for the future. Erin works one-on-one with every single person who is involved with the program, and she's making a huge impact in their lives. So without further ado, this is our interview with Erin Farrell, Executive Director of Struggles to Strengths.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. Can you share with our listeners what is Struggles to Strengths and what needs do you guys serve?
Sure. Struggles to Strengths is an Atlanta-based nonprofit. We serve exposed and vulnerable families recovering from long-term and reoccurring trauma through trauma-informed care and healing-centered engagement. Our goal is to cultivate resilience, healing, and self-sustainability. So what that means is we focus on ways to limit past trauma from reoccurring, to empower families to move past that trauma and to create a new life moving forward.
Erin, can you walk us through all the programs that are offered at Struggles to Strength?
Absolutely. Organization breaks down into three basic categories: stabilization, trauma-informed care, and healing-centered engagement. What that translates to is reducing ongoing trauma with resources, addressing trauma wounds with healthy and positive experiences and relationships that are enriching, and having programs that allows for our youth and our families to figure out who they want to be and who they are, that's separate from what happened to them. Mm-hmm. The exploration of passions is very, very important, as is empowerment and inclusion. Building on that, our programs keep all three categories in mind. Our foundation building program simply connects our families with resources, whether it's food, clothing, transportation, and empower them to get to the next step, to get a job, to get to court dates, to get their kids back, to get to the doctors to make sure their pregnancy is going well. Things that could be a big hurdle if they're not addressed with a little bit of resources. Once they are, they allow the families to focus on larger issues and put their resources towards things that are a little bit harder to tackle without the help of the basic. We have a program that offers more intimate relationship with mentorship. So I have a personal relationship with each and every person that we work with. I know the kids' favorite colors, I know their birthdays, I know the parents' passions. Everyone communicates and goes through me. But in addition to that, they all have a mentor as well. So each of our teams is paired with a mentor, usually in groups of two or three, where they can go off and have explorations with that mentor, whether it's going to the grocery store and talking about learning how to shop sales, or going to a basketball game, spending time in a positive way with someone who can anchor them, who can be an outlet, who can be a safe person for their secrets. It's a relationship with an adult that's healthy. And that's a big part of trauma-informed care, is being able to anchor yourself in a community, in relationship dynamics that are not toxic, that allow you to heal. It's a really good anchoring point for us. So we focus a lot on pairing our youth with mentors that are committed and that are willing to go the extra step to make sure they're not just spending time, but they're spending meaningful time with these kids. Our moms also have a mentorship program, but it's slightly different. It's more peer-based, mom-to-mom, so they have a network. It is hard enough being a parent, but being a parent going through something like homelessness or being a parent with mental health issues, having a support system and someone who gets it just really, really matters. Our younger moms also get matched with a mentor that's older than them outside of our community, similar to our youth and their mentor. And that just gives them the ability to ask questions about parenting and be able to explore what healthy parenting looks like when they didn't necessarily receive it themselves.
No, yeah, that makes complete sense. Like, all those programs are bettering them, you know, in different aspects, and also two different family members, which is important too. You guys focus on families who are 125% below the poverty line and who have also experienced trauma. What really inspired you to start this organization?
So I was in the field for about 4 years with their organization, and they did art empowerment and mentorship with homeless youth. And that gave me a really front row center to a lot of different shelters, a lot of different organizations. And I just kept watching these families fall through the cracks. And it wasn't because no one cared, and it wasn't because there wasn't organizations trying to fight for it, but it was because people just really weren't seeming to understand how deep trauma goes. So I was in a meeting one day, and we were planning a year-long programming about wellness and empowerment, and we were brainstorming for 1 month. I don't remember what particular month it was, but the theme was employment. And we spent an hour debating between three or four of us about pointers with job interviewing and resumes and having an employment company come out and speak to them. Wait, this is so condescending. Are we really sitting here saying that none of these 40 people who are grown adults know how to go apply to the Chick-fil-A down the street? And it hit me that unless you really have experience with it, you don't know that it can cost you more just to get to work in the first pay period than it will for what you're going to make that month.
Right.
It costs to get that work in a year outside. It costs to get to work. They might have to choose between paying for a uniform and paying for food that month in order to make sure rent happens. And it just suddenly dawned on me that we don't do enough listening to these people about how they need help. And we assume that we know better, and we don't always. So that's kind of where it grew out of. I realized that that was the direction I wanted to take Struggles to Strengths. I wanted to listen to these families. I wanted it to be individualized. I wanted to not just throw a general bracket and blanket over everything and say there's a one-step solution to empower these families from where they are to where they want to be, because there's not. But I can help them get skill sets to build the bridge themselves.
Absolutely. And that's fantastic that you have so many different programs and options. And in my opinion, one of the most unique programs that you're offering is the Youth Photography Program. How does the program work, and what types of opportunities does this open up for youth who are in the program?
So our Youth Photography Program is one of the first programs we started, and it started because of our youth, simply. I needed a vantage point to communicate with them and to start trauma-informed care. Naturally, I'd worked with a bunch of them for several years prior, but their teenagers have gone through a lot. So it's not like you're walking in and the walls are down. So I was thinking, and I was like, okay, I know they love photography, and kind of a progeny, but in their generation, they don't write notes and pass them in school like we used to. It's pictures and video, and they communicate everything on that axis. So what could I do with photography to pair it with emotional regulation and learning how to go into the workforce? So that's how it started, and it grew to be where clients would come to us, love this session and a shoot, and we'll take about 2 to 3 of our youth out, small enough groups where they can each get on the camera and spend quality time on our shoot. They do the shoot, posing and interacting with the client, introducing themselves, and then we edit the photos and the client gets them. They get paid $15 an hour plus tips,
nice.
And that's for each shoot or an event. So the client pays them as well as transportation to get them there, which has just been phenomenal and incredible, uplifting thing for their identity beyond trauma.
That
it was really
awesome.
Cool. We started out in the beginning with dancers, ballerinas, and hip hop dancers that knew how to use their body in posing and grace. And they just got some phenomenal images, but they've grown. As their passion's grown, their skill set's grown.
That's awesome. $15 an hour, that's a great starting, you know, wage, I think, in my opinion, for someone that's young and wants to make some money. So we were super excited to hear about that program because we haven't heard that from any other nonprofits that we've spoken with. So that's why we really wanted to highlight it. And
just curious, do you have a photography background?
I do, kind of. I did photography for a couple of years in LA and New England, but it was more that it was their passion. So I had a camera, but I went ahead and just bought a Nikon 750 after watching some videos, deciding that was the way to go. And we started just playing around. And next thing I knew, it went from All right, yeah, I guess we'll go to McFerrin. When are we having a shoot? Can we have a shoot this weekend? Are we having a shoot? Can we go shoot? And they actually, they've gone to galas off this. We've networked with other nonprofits, and it's led to relationships. So they've done headshots. They've done family photography. They've done weddings. Just last weekend, they went to a Grammy pre-party networking event.
Oh, my God.
So there were only teenagers there, and they were just starstruck. It was their first industry event, and they got some donors sent them some really nice jackets. They were just blown away that that could be their future.
That's so cool.
That's legit. Putting them in a position to be great and see greatness and want to strive, you know, to put in the work to be that great. That's awesome. What is the long-term vision for the organization?
So our goal, and hopefully that happens this year, is we want a center. So we want to find a house that we can remodel and renovate and tailor it to them. So a sanctuary, a safe space. A lot of them don't have a place to go after school. We want to change that. A place to do homework, a place to make sure they have a hot meal where they'll learn how to make that hot meal. We have an Art of Adulting life skills class for things like financial literacy and cooking and nutrition and wellness, to be able to implement that with other things at the same time and have that intersectionality would be great. We'd also like to be able to just further empower them. A lot of kids don't go to school because they don't have the clothing. A laundry room would fix that. Showers would fix that. Mm-hmm. Not having to depend on your family for electricity or Wi-Fi for your homework would empower them as well. So just all the things that you would get in a stable household or household that they don't.
With running a nonprofit, I can only imagine the blood, sweat, and tears that it takes to keep it going. What fuels you to keep going?
For me, it's the fact that it's not about me in the slightest. So like I said earlier, I work with every single person that we come in contact with, whether it's one of our youth where we celebrate their birthdays and I check in on them several times a week. I see them once or twice a week, or the parents where I know their struggles, I know their concerns, I know what they've gone through, what they're still going through, or even just the people that we give clothing or food donations to. I've heard their stories. I've listened to them. I've sat with them as they tell me what a difference this makes. So it's the fact that I can't imagine what it's like to need that little bit of help and not be able to get it and have just that little bit of change be what you need to have things start changing for good, for better. And I just try to focus on that, the fact that sometimes you really have to be that dose of change that you wish you would get if you were in a similar situation. So if I was in this situation, I would just really hope that someone else would care enough to try to change it and make it better.
No, that makes complete sense. You're putting yourself in their shoes, and that's what drives you. That's with you working one-on-one so closely with everyone that you guys helped, I'm sure you have a success story that kind of sticks out in your mind. Do you mind sharing one?
Absolutely. So first thing is, success is something that I had to shift my definition of. In my mind, it was, okay, all of a sudden these kids will get perfect grades and have great attendance, and the parents will make no mistakes. And we kind of think of this notion of perfection around success. So I had to alter that and start thinking about what success really meant to me. And it meant self-sufficiency, and it meant limiting trauma, and it meant the ability to rebound from future trauma and have resilience. And one of the best examples of that is one of our teens. He's one of our top photographers. He lost his mom a couple of years ago and was actually, I was his guardian for a couple of days. His brother was 21 at the time and took over guardianship, and he has a lot of responsibilities. He has to take care of his younger sister, who's responsible for making sure that she eats and her homework is done and that the house is clean. He works full-time, and he still has full-time. I had good grades and does photography with us full-time. So the fact that he's able to keep having to do so much, and he's gone through so much, and he's just not even just functioning, he's thriving right now.
Wow.
It's just a beautiful story to me. And he takes on everything he can.
That's amazing. I love that. From all the people that you work with, what is one piece of advice that you like to share with them?
Your struggles do not define you. You are not any less them for having struggles or for experiencing things. Trauma is not anything beyond the reaction to what happened to you. It's not something that will negatively impact you forever. It's not something that is tied to your identity. You are worthy beyond your trauma. And it does get better. Don't judge yourself and compare it to everyone else's highlight reel. Don't think that you are a good person or that you can't have a better future just because of where you're at right now.
We definitely have to quote you on that and make it a post, because that was epic. That was brilliant. and the truth. For listeners that want to get involved with Struggles to Strength, how can they get in touch with you and your organization?
So our website is strugglestostrength.org. Our Instagram and other social media is all at Struggles to Strength, but I think our Instagram really reflects our journey the best. And then just email me, Erin at strugglestostrength.org. I would love to talk.
Awesome. Erin, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us about what you're doing with Struggles to Strength. You guys are doing some amazing things and helping a lot of people. So thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. And thank you for showcasing us and doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.